Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
Alrighty, we are joined by Michelle, the Practical Services Manager for Cancer Council SA. Hello, Michelle.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing good. Right. So we're going to talk about the accommodation lodges, and I had never heard of these before. So what exactly are the Cancer Council's accommodation lodges?
So our Cancer Council Finns and Greenhill Lodge, they're located on the outskirts of Adelaide CBD, surrounded by our parklands. They provide a home away from home for all our regional and remote South Australians travelling to Adelaide for our cancer treatment. The lodges, they not only provide somewhere to stay, but they also provide transport to treatment, dining and meals, and social work support. And in the past year, Cancer Council provided more than 30,000 nights of accommodation to those travelling to Adelaide for cancer treatment and support. This includes 3,100 nights of accommodation to guests from the Murray and Mallee region.
Wow. That's a lot of people that you would have helped. Because obviously, I know even for me, going down to Adelaide trying to get accommodation for a weekend away or anything can be a little bit stressful, let alone if you're going down there for cancer treatment and then trying to work out transport to and from the hospital or wherever you're going. So this is really great that you guys have this.
Yeah,
it's absolutely fantastic. It's so unique to Adelaide.
So who can access the accommodation lodges?
So to find out more about our lodges or to make a booking, you can contact Cancer Council SA on 13 11 20.
Okay.
And how can people access them? So obviously they go through the website and then they just go through, is there like a criteria or anything?
So there is a little bit of a criteria, but basically if you're coming, if you're travelling to Adelaide and you need cancer treatment here in Adelaide, then you're more than welcome to stay at one of our lodges.
Okay, amazing to find out this.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What can the public do? Obviously, we've been talking about donating to Relay for Life. We'll relay your way this year. But if people want to help specifically with the accommodation lodges, like whether they want to donate something to that, is that a possibility?
That is a possibility. And they're more than welcome. Call through to 13 11 20 and then they'd be able to arrange all that for you.
I think you'd be hard-pressed to find someone in the Riverland that hasn't been affected by cancer at all. So I dare say a lot of our listeners right now would know someone that's been in one of the accommodation lodges. So that's why it's ever so important to donate, I guess. Michelle, thank you so much for coming on with us this morning. Have a great day.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Thank you to everybody in the community. That's why our services exist.